This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If this is a relatively new announcement that you guys are coming out to Easterfest, are you excited to be visiting Australia?
We are really excited to be visiting Australia. We've talked about it for a long time, and it's finally happening.
Because this is the first trip you guys have made out here, isn't it?
It is. It is. This is actually our first international trip as a band. So we're really excited.
Well, we're very honoured that Australia is your debut. I think we'll have to put on a bit of a show for you.
Oh, I hope so.
Is there anything that you're most excited about seeing? Because I'm sure you will have heard a lot of rumours about our great, you know, Southland.
Well, I'm just excited about, you know, meeting lots of new people and just getting to see Australia, you know. I've never been there. I actually went to Europe a few weeks ago for the first time, and so now I'm getting to go to Australia, and it's pretty amazing that I'm getting to do such, you know, good traveling at this point in my life.
You're just living the life.
It would seem that way.
And
it's really great.
While you guys are actually going to be here, so far of your guys' career, you've been able to play with so many amazing people, and you're just going to be adding to that list with POD, Michael W. Smith, and so many others. Are you looking forward to playing with people of that caliber?
It's such an honor to actually do that. You know, these are all people that growing up I would listen to or that I would hear people talking about and just never really imagined that the band would be at this place and be doing this. So, yes, it's absolutely an honor.
And one of the other things about when you guys first started out was that you're actually a little bit cautious about getting the band going, thinking of how young Sam Hancock was at the time. Are you looking back at it? Are you going, why were we ever even cautious to begin with? It's just been amazing.
Well, we've definitely had a good journey, and, you know, through the life of the band, we've all grown up quite a bit. I think coming into the band, we were a bit naive to the way things worked, and, you know, just finding that groove to get into with five guys, you know, and just not only being bandmates, but being a brotherhood and being friends. And it took a while to get into that, but I think where we're at now, it's, you know, we feel like family, and I couldn't pick a better group of guys to be in a band with.
That idea of the brotherhood is something that's been a significant, I guess, sort of term when people talk about your guys' band. How have you actually developed that kind of relationship with everyone?
Well, I think from the very beginning, you know, that's something we talked about. That's something we said that, you know, we didn't want to just play music. We knew that at some point just playing music gets old, just like anything, you know. So having a vision and just, you know, being bonded together and being able to communicate just personally and, you know, to each other what we want to do as a band and what our vision is. We didn't want to just play rock and roll, and we still don't. And so that's really what's kept us going in this band, you know. I don't think if we had the brotherhood and the friendship and had been there through thick and thin for each of us, I don't think we'd be a band today. And it just shows that each thing we've all gone through has kind of been purposeful and it's been right, you know?
Yeah, and I think your songs actually really capture so much of the journey that you guys are going on, because I know, like Healing in Your Arms, for example, has told such a strong story of where you guys personally have been as a band. Do you think it's songs like that that are just sort of the defining characteristics of your guys' music?
I think it is. I think there's definitely, you know, I can look back on past records and even, you know, the record we're doing right now and just see how, you know, each of us have gone through different things, and it's funny when you're going through something you don't really realize, you know, you don't see the long term, you know, and it's something we've had to learn in our band that we can't trust our circumstances. You know, we have to know that there's a purpose for everything and stick to that, and we believe that. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing to see the lyrics come to life and to see, you know, especially for us, knowing where these lyrics came from and the stories behind it. It's amazing. And I think those are the songs that really touch people. Those are the songs that people really connect with, you know?
And I remember reading somewhere that you guys actually said that God teaches you the lyrics of your songs. Does it make you more cautious about what you write when you realize that he's going to do that?
There isn't a lyric that we sing that we probably didn't go through or we're telling ourselves right at the moment when we're writing it. So that's something, yeah, that's the way Sam and I, when we write music together and with the band, you know, we try to just be real. And sometimes telling yourself what you need to do, even when you're not doing it, you know, that may not make a lot of sense. But it's funny to listen to your songs and be like, yeah, I'm right. I should be doing this. You know, I have to actually live out what I'm singing, what I'm talking about.
Is there one that stood out to you the most?
You know, I think there's a couple songs that have been very influential in the band. I know Come Home has been a big song for Sam. That was just kind of a story for him, you know. And, through that song and songs like New Beginnings, it was just a pivotal moment in the song. And not only writing the song, but in the band where we needed a new beginning. We needed a fresh start. We needed to come home from and embrace what we were doing, you know, with our career, with our life, with what we speak about, what we talk about. So, those are all songs. There's I'm sure there's many for each of us. You know, I think everybody probably has their own song, you know, so.
And are you looking forward to the process of putting some more tracks like that on your new album? Because I do hear that you're also creating a record that's coming out this year as well.
You know, this new record, I think we've never been more proud of what we've come together and produced as a band. We feel really good about it, and every bit of this record, it comes from personal circumstances. It comes from things we've been going through this year. This year has been one crazy year, one thing after another for each of us. Just lots of new life in the band, lots of new things, you know, and we've had to stick together really hard through this season. And, we believe we have a purpose, and we believe that all of this that we go through has a purpose. So, and I can't wait for people to hear that in song. And, we're excited about it.
Is it a similar sound to Come Home?
You know, I think really it's a different sound, and that's what we're most excited about. We really pushed ourselves as a band musically, lyrically, just all around. So I'm actually really excited for you guys, for everyone out there that's a Luminate fan, to hear this, to enjoy the music. It's definitely a new, fresh sound, and it's not just Come Home 2. It's its own thing, and I think people will hear that and will love it for what it is.
Now in the lead up to it, is there a particular theme or sort of feeling behind it that you're really wanting people to take away from it?
You know, we've tried to come up with a name for this record, and we've tossed around a couple of things, but I think the one thing that we've all been coming back to is this idea of like a new beginning and daylight. It's kind of the idea of saying, of waking up and embracing a new day, and I think that's what this is all about, because there's been so much new season in the band, individually and through corporately in the band. So I think, you know, that's what we want people to get from this. You know, we want to say, hey, if you're going through things, if you don't understand things, if God's not making sense to you, there's a purpose and there's a reason. And, we've had a lot of doubts and things like that in our own personal lives. And this is just embracing it. And this is, you know, coming out of a season like that, you know, and we're excited about it.
One of the transition moments that I imagine is included in that is how Dustin DeLong, the keyboardist, is actually leaving the group. He's pursuing new things. Has that been a bit of an interesting process for you guys?
You know, it's been really interesting because we really feel like we're a brotherhood, the four of us. And it's been bittersweet, but really, you know, we know that Dustin's making a great decision for his own good. And we feel like it's right. You know, it's a new record. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh start in so many different areas of the band. And I think if there was ever a time for the band to embrace something like this and to kind of take it on, I think now is the best time, you know. So we're actually not going to replace Dustin. We're just going to go with a four-piece. And, Sam and I will probably be picking up some of the roles of playing keys and other things like that. And, there's other ways to do that. And we just want to stick to the brotherhood, if that makes sense. So we're really excited.
You just become extremely multi-talented and multitask a lot while you're doing your shows.
Absolutely. It definitely gets a little more complicated, but I think we can handle it, and we're ready to push ourselves.
Oh, definitely. And is he coming out to Sydney as well, or does he miss out on the debut Australian show?
He actually is not coming.
Oh.
It'll actually be our debut as a four-piece, so we're pretty excited.
Oh, wow. You just have to, like, take him back some gum tree leaves, maybe some Vegemite, and take photos of koalas for him.
Yeah, exactly. So it should be good, you know. Four-piece, first time. Here we go.
Well, we're looking forward to the debut. Cody, thank you so much for chatting with us tonight.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you at Easter Fest.
Thank you. See you then.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.